USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tens of thousands of demonstrators went to Washington and other rallies across the United States on Saturday to demand that lawmakers pass legislation aimed at curbing gun violence. In the nation's capital, organizers with March for Our Lives estimated that 40,000 people assembled at the National Mall near the Washington Monument. And an unidentified ninth grader on Reuters.
If we don't choose to take this opportunity to fight back, it's going to continue again. The cycle is going to continue, and eventually people aren't going to be fazed by it anymore.
Chinese military officials in recent months have repeatedly asserted that the Taiwan Strait isn't international waters during meetings with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. Secretary Austin singled out China as the source of instability in the Indo-Pacific region. His Chinese counterpart, Wei, said Taiwan would be a path to death if Taiwan was to declare independence. USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Senate negotiators announced a bipartisan framework Sunday on gun control. Biden said in a statement that the framework does not do everything that I think it needed, but it reflects important steps in the right direction. End quote. The agreement would offer money to states to implement red flag laws that make it easier to temporarily take guns away from people. It would also take other steps, including requiring more people who sell guns obtain federal dealers' licenses. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation said Sunday a one-year-old Covington girl at the center of an Amber Alert and the suspect accused of abducting her have both died. The Newton County Sheriff's Office said 38-year-old Darian Bennett, the toddler's father, killed the child's mother at her home. The child's grandmother was also wounded and told police that Darian Bennett took the child. That ended in a murder-suicide. June is National Candy Month. Established by the National Confectioners Association, the month of June is used as a way of celebrating those with a sweet tooth. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
By sheer numbers, the Democrats have been running the country for the past year and a half. Americans are displeased on how President Biden has failed on almost every front. 7 of 10 Americans say the country is on the wrong path. Inflation, energy, border security, crime, foreign policy have all had disastrous effects to this nation. Republican representative from Ohio, Jim Jordan, says it's not all Biden's fault. His administration is inept.
They're all responsible, and I think the American people are fixing to make a change come November. I mean, Mayorkas said the border is secure. Oh my goodness. Janet Yellen said she's surprised at inflation. How can you be surprised at inflation when you spend like crazy, pay people not to work, and drive up the cost of energy? I mean, it makes no sense. Of course, Granholm has no idea what kind of energy policy we need. We had a good energy policy under President Trump. And you can look at every single policy area. It has went from being good under President Trump to being terrible under these guys. We went from a secure border to chaos. We went from energy independence to the president begging Iran, OPEC, and Venezuela to increase production. We went from safe streets to record levels of crime in every major urban area. And we went from stable prices to a 41-year high inflation rate.
AAA is reporting the price of U.S. gasoline has averaged more than $5 a gallon, extending a surge in fuel costs that's responsible for rising inflation. Many trucking companies are now charging roughly $10 per mile to transport general goods throughout the United States. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.